from Cairns in far north Queensland, Australia. The latest from our newsletter at podnews.net. There were 133,000 new shows added to Apple Podcasts in June, according to My Podcast Reviews. That's the highest amount of new shows ever to be added in just 1 month. It brings the total amount of valid podcasts to over 1.25 million. However, the rate of new shows added each day has declined dramatically through the month, suggesting that the growth of new shows is beginning to slow. Spotify versus Apple. We've had fascinating feedback following our article yesterday, looking at whether it really is as big as Voxnest claims. And it turns out that there are two cases where Spotify will download audio again, even if you never listen to it. You'll find a link in our show notes and our newsletter today. And please do email us with more thoughts. Spotify is working on shareable quotes from podcast episodes, according to Jane Manchung Wong. The quotes appear to be editorially featured and, we'd suspect, not based on standard RSS. The Podcast Brunch Club, like a book club but for podcasts, is focusing on conspiracies for their July listening lists, but of course they would. Acast is fundraising for the UK charity Comic Relief. Guestfest will offer the chance to record an episode with your favourite podcast. There's a bunch of different shows to take part in. Gilded Audio's Signal to Noise Award is now open for entries. It provides an opportunity for an audio project to come to life by awarding one applicant a production grant to pursue their project or series. And in podcast news, The Comb is a new podcast from the BBC World Service, made especially for young African audiences. The podcast's mission is to unearth surprising, fascinating, and relevant stories from the continent. Of note, Android has an 85% market share in Africa, but the BBC has a policy of blocking its podcasts from Google Podcasts. And that's the latest from our newsletter. Subscribe at podnews.net.